תחת א' פרגות משנה ב' ארבע ספקות בבישור מטעם א' בחכמים מטר תעפו ספקות אין ויש את המחלוקת בבישור אין לחכם בבישור מטעם א' מספק ובחכם רע מטר קטע What are the four spekas, the four cases where we have a suffix, whether somebody or something has become tame? And to the machlokes, Rabbi Shua and the Chacham. The first case is, Hatame omeid v'hatahir over. Somebody who is tame, we're talking about a mitzora. A mitzora is mitame ba'ohel. It's mitame. Anybody or anything that's under the same roof as a mitzora. But only when the mitzora is standing still is he mitame ba'ohel. And the mitzora is standing still underneath a tree or underneath any other type of oil. Vatar over. And there's a person that's tar passing by. And we have a suffix whether the person who was tar went underneath the same oil while he was passing by or not. This is the first suffix in which we have Machoket Rabbi Yeshua and the Chacham. The second suffix is Hatar Ome Vatame over. Somebody who is tar is standing still underneath an oil, while somebody who is Tame and Mitzora is passing by underneath the same oil. Now we have a suffix whether the mitzvah stopped temporarily as he was passing by. And that would be cause for him to be metame the person by. As we said, mitzvah is only metame by when he is standing still. Now in this case, he was passing by, he wasn't standing still. We have a suffix, maybe he stood still for a moment while he was underneath the same oil. And thereby being metame the person who was taught. This is the second suffix. Third suffix. Hatuma Bereshut HaYachid Utara Bereshut HaRabbit. There's something that's tame in a private domain, and the dinit that suffix Tuma Bereshut HaYachid Speko tame. And there's something that is tar in a public domain right next to the Bereshut HaYachid, and the dinit suffix Tuma Bereshut HaRabbit Speko tar. For example, we have a store that opens up into a Bereshut HaRabbit, and there's something tame in that store. And there's something tar right next to the store. We have a suffix whether the thing that's tar entered momentarily into the store, becoming tame from the tumah that was inside the store. So we have a suffix whether that thing had become tame or not. And the shaila is, should we consider this a suffix tumah versus hayachid, since the tumah is in versus hayachid, which in that case, we would consider it tame. Or maybe we should consider it a suffix tumah versus harabim, since the thing that we have a suffix whether it became tame or not within Rishus HaRabim. The thing that was previously tar within Rishus HaRabim. So maybe we should consider this a suffix tuma versus HaRabim. And then it should be regarded as tar. And the fourth case is the vice versa of the third case. Tara versus HaYachid. Tuma versus HaRabim. There's something that's tar in Rishus HaYachid. And something that's tame right next to it in Rishus HaRabim. And we have a suffix whether the thing that's tar came into contact with the thing that was tame standing right outside the Rishus HaYachid in the Rishus HaRabim. So again, we have a shaila whether to consider this a suffik tumah versus HaYachid or a suffik tumah versus HaRabim. Suffik naga, suffik lo naga. Suffik hell, suffik lo hell. Suffik hisit, suffik lo hisit. This is going back on these four cases. We have a suffik whether the thing that's tar came into contact with the thing that is tame. Or we have a suffix where the thing that's taught became tame. The oihal from the mitzora, which was tame, just going back in the first two cases of mitzora. Or we have a suffix where the thing that's taught moved the thing that's tame, causing the thing that's taught to be tame. This is going back on the last two cases that there's a tumah versus a yachid or versus a rab. There's a tar nearby. And we have a suffix that maybe the thing, the person that's taught, caused the thing that's tame to move. Thereby being mitame the person or the thing that was tar. Rabbi Shua mitame bechachamim mitar. In all four of these cases, Rabbi Shua is mitame misafik, while the chachamim are mitahir. As in all four of these cases, we have a similar shaila. The shaila is whether we should consider it a suffik tumah versus a yachid or a suffik tumah in Rishus HaRab. As in the first two cases also, these both Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRab involved. As either the tummy or the tar standing underneath an oil, while the other one is passing by. So underneath the oil is considered Rishus HaYachid. While the person who is passing by outside of the Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRab. And the last two cases also, we have both the Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRab involved in the suffix. And the shaila is, should we consider it a suffix tumah versus HaYachid? And thereby the din would be that it would be tummy. Or should we consider it except for two more brishas of Rabban, and the din is that it would be taught? According to Rabbi Shua, we have to be machmer and consider it a sefer tuma versus a yachid, so the din is tame. According to Chachamim, they take a lenient approach. They consider it a sefer tuma versus a rabbim, and the din is that it is torn. Sechataras paravav mishna gemo ilan shua made versus a rabbim by tuma betocha. A tree that is standing in a versus a rabbim with a tuma in the tree. Alo la rosa, a person climbs to the top of the tree. Sefek naga, sefek lo naga. The person who climbed to the top of the tree has a suffix, whether he touched a tumah or not. This suffix is ruled as being tame. This is considered a suffix tumah versus a yachid. Even though the tree is in a rishus a rabban, the top of the tree is considered a rishus a yachid. The reason being is that the rabban does not climb to the top of the tree. Hichnis yado lechor sheyesh bo tumah. Somebody who's standing in a rishus a rabban, and there's a wall next to the rishus a rabban, and the person put his hand in a crack in the wall, and the crack contains a tuma. Sapek naga, sapek lo naga, sveko tame. The person has a sapek whether he touched a tuma that's in the crack or not. This sapek is ruled as being tame. This is also considered a sapek tuma versus a yachid. Even though the person is standing in a rishus rab, but he put his hand in a crack in the wall. The crack in the wall is considered a rishus yachid. So therefore, this sapek is ruled stringently, and the person is tame. Chanutru tame upasuach rishus rab. A store, which is entirely tame, there's a kazayas from a maze inside the store, which is metame the entire store ba'al, and this store is open to Rosh Hashanah. Safek nichnas, safek lo nichnas, spekotor. A person who's standing out Rosh Hashanah has a safek whether he enters the store or not. This safek is ruled as being taught. This is considered a safek tuma Rosh Hashanah, and since the person is in the Rosh Hashanah, even though we have a suffix whether he entered the store, which is a reshus hayachid, since the person is in a reshus harabim, this is deemed a suffix tuma reshus harabim. This is consistent with the ruling that we have from the Chachamim in the previous Mishnah. Suffix naga, suffix lo naga, speko tar. And so too, if the chanut contains something which is tamit, and the person who is standing outside of reshus harabim has the suffix whether he put his hand inside the chanut and touched the thing that is tamit, which is inside the chanut, this suffix is also ruled as being tar, since the person is in a reshus harabim, is considered a suffix tuma reshus harabim. Stei chanuyot, echad tame ve'echad tar. If there are two stores, one is tame and one is tar, one contains a kedai from a maze, so the entire store is tame, and one is tar, and they're both open to reshus harabim. Nichnas la'echad man, suffix l'tame nichnas, suffix l'tar nichnas. Somebody entered one of the two stores, but he doesn't know which store he entered. He doesn't know if he entered the store that's tummy or the store that's tar. This suffix is ruled as being tummy. This is considered a suffix tuma versus a yachid. And since the person knows for sure he entered one of the two stores, so he knows for sure he entered versus a yachid, since he has a suffix whether he entered the tummy store or the tar store, he is considered tummy, a suffix tuma versus a yachid. Speko tummy.